KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Michael Schneider, senior editor for Variety.
I'm Joe Adalian, West Coast editor of Vulture. This is Screen Grab.
So, Joe, it's September, and in a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about the new fall TV lineups. But first, let's talk about a day part that doesn't get as much attention these days. And of course, that's daytime. There's the usual mix of talk shows and game shows and judge shows. But there isn't much movement generally in this day part. But there is going to be this year. It's one of the biggest changes in several years with both syndication and daytime in general. There's two new shows launching this week, for example, in the Kelly Clarkson Show and the Tamron Hall Show. Joe, what do we make of this day part right now?
Daytime in particular is a marketplace that hasn't really been the same since Oprah left. However many years that's been over, I think it seems like about a decade now. And you could argue that Ellen DeGeneres was the last big news star to come out of daytime. And that was almost 16, 17 years ago at this point. Because of course, there's so many more options for people who are at home to watch. You can watch a billion different cable channels, which rerun things. And now, of course, you can just make your own schedule by putting on Netflix or Amazon Prime or Hulu. So it makes it tougher. And yet the marketplace still does well, and the networks still think that there's a way to get people with original programming and play off the fact that there's still plenty of people watching the morning news shows, as well as Kelly Ripa's show with whoever her host is this week,
Mr. Ryan Seacrest. Yes, indeed.
Yes, it changes. For now, it's Ryan Seacrest, but I'm sort of excited about the possibility. I feel like in Tamron Hall and Kelly Clarkson, Disney and NBC Universal have respectively picked up some really top-notch talent. People that while they may not have a proven track record in the Kelly Clarkson's case of doing a talk show, certainly have a fan base, certainly have an audience. And I think it makes some sense because look, it's still a potentially profitable audience because people who watch daytime shows watch live. They don't skip it out on DVRs. They don't record it. They don't binge watch it. They're there. And it's increasingly difficult to get eyeballs that are live watching in front of a TV and watching commercials. And that's what makes these shows sort of so key to that strategy.
Yeah, Joe. I mean, you see shows like The View, which is actually a network show, but nonetheless sort of looks and feels like a syndicated show. And The Talk on CBS continue to actually generate headlines in addition to generate audience numbers. Now, the problem with a lot of these shows, though, is that they generally don't perform. They really are difficult to launch. Viewers are very set in their ways. They've got the talk show host that they've sort of chosen and they've stuck with. So it's been really tough. In the past couple of decades, really, to launch these new shows. You mentioned that Ellen was one of the last to really launch well. Wendy Williams, Rachel Ray, a couple of others that stuck around aren't huge performers, but nonetheless have been on for now several years. But you've had other shows that have quickly gone away. Queen Latifah, Harry Connick Jr. had a show for a hot second. Anderson Cooper, the list goes on of people who tried hard. Most recently, Steve Harvey did well, but through a couple of ownership shifts is now off the air as well. So there is room for new talk show hosts, but the barrier to entry and the barrier to actually turn these shows into hits, very, very high.
The key is going to be consistency and also patience. In fairness, some of these syndicators have given these shows 2 years to find an audience like Harry Connick, and it didn't work out. And it's possible that Kelly will be the same thing. She also has Harry Connick Jr. seemed on paper like maybe he would work. He's got a good personality. People like him, but Kelly feels different. Kelly right now is really out there. She's been on The Voice. She's a mom. She's America's sort of choice because she was picked on American Idol, my gosh, almost 20 years ago now. Hard to believe. She's married to country royalty or is semi-related through Reba McEntire. And so it makes a lot of sense that maybe they can find a groove. And by the way, it's smart too in the case of Kelly because Ellen DeGeneres has re-signed for another contract, but she may not be sticking to daytime for more than, say, 3 to 5 years. And it would be very good to have positioned someone to sort of be the next Ellen. And Kelly Clarkson feels like she could be that. And in the case of Tamron Hall, she's someone that people loved on the Today Show. She got sort of screwed over by NBC. And she's going to be behind Kelly and Ryan on ABC-owned stations. And that'll give her a big boost and at least a chance to sort of work.
Yeah, Tamron Hall was screwed over by NBC and they replaced her with Megyn Kelly, another show that also didn't last all that long in daytime. But I do think that Tamron Hall has a shot at doing something at least a little different. She's trying to do an interview-style show in the vein of Donahue. But as we've seen with many of these shows that start out with high hopes, by mid-season, they start talking to tabloid headline generators and celebrities. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Joe Dalian of Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of Variety, and this is Screen Grab.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.